Okay, good morning, everybody.
Okay. Well, we're up to,
We did Gimel.
He got confused, davened the whole tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, and then for Shabbos at all, lo yotzeh. That he's not yotzeh. In the Mar, he has to be main of order. If he's got for Shabbos or Shemoneh Esrei, if he mentioned Shabbos at some point, obviously he'll cover bracha of Shabbos, the yotzeh. However he did it, he threw in, let's say he doesn't know tefillah Shabbos v'al peh. What should he do? So maybe it is stuck with a chol siddur. So he decides to daven chol, but he says, "Okay, you know what? I'll be masking something of Shabbos. I don't know what, whatever." He's here to go. Musaf feel amar rakmanas the fenechas of the sinu to smide yom of kovar musaf yotza. Even if he just says those things, then he's yotze. Who had then if it was Yantiv and he davened in Yantiv, but he forgot to put Shabbos in, you have to go back as well. Tavi Sval Shalchov Shabbos, he made a mistake and he davened Chol on Shabbos. Lo Hiskir Shal Shabbos, like we had before. Im Akar Raglav Chol Shal Rosh, like we had a case of the Chol on Yavo, things like that. If he three steps back, then he has to start over again. Im Lo Akar Raglav. Then we should see on Tfilasai, in a very little Shal Shabbos, just like by Yael Aviyavo, that he just goes back to start from Yishmach or whatever. Moshech Tiba Shashachach Shashabbos Peshachris, Ayin Lael, Kuf Chavav, the dinim of Shlech Tzibur, if you forgot, let's go back. Hatoyah. But Tfilah Shabbos, Hichlif Zubazu. But let's say he made a mistake, and he davened Alta Echa Beshachmas. Eder Chayzer. He doesn't go back. But he only made in Hichlif Shamusav Vacheres, or Heret Vashamusav, but let's say he switched Musav with something else, Chayzer, because Musav is a special Tfilah, and and we said before, that the Iker of Musav is being Maskir Musav, not being Maskir Shabbos. So that wouldn't work. one second. Right. So even by Shabbos, even though Muslim does mention Shabbos, but it's not the right tefillah, so you'd have to go back. Let me show you what that points out. Chayzim lomar by Yechulu, after night. We go back and we say by Yechulu, Bishum Nyantav Shechal Yos Peshabbos, She'omros of Batfila. V'gam Hotini She'ni Yodea, Oyim B'Kol Ram Umu Umad. The reason we say by Yechulu after is because on Nyantav we don't say it, so we should say it in Shul, because by Yechulu is the gather of being Mekabal Shabbos. We're going to get into things about Kabbal Shabbos that Kabbal Shabbos is deraisa, being a kabbal, being zachor. The shayla on yain is only drabana. So in tefillah or saying by yichulu, things like that is mekayim it. So you want to, and also it's edus. So you want to say by yichulu. So if because on yantov we don't say it, so and we have to say it, so we say it all every Shabbos. Also for those who I don't know why they didn't say it in tefillah, so we say it. So the only kolam umad, the shayla is this actual edus or not? And so shayla, why do you have to say it together? It's a big, the place you can discuss the big thing, because edus generally the one way goes in, the other way goes in after. So why does it have to be all together? And if you missed it, you have two people, you know, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have two people come and say it together. Why? I mean, you could say it one after the other, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered edus. There's different terutzim.
Yeah, the only one's fine.
Mm-hmm. The
only one's fine. Doesn't understand this whole concept of
Avis. The Chazanisha, you don't need to find another person. The Shabbos says we should. But Chazanish, Chazanish didn't know how to do it.
It's easy, you'll see.
Yeah.
Mm.
If it's easy, it's easy. If there's no one around, and start running up to someone. But the issue with the Eidos is that, so they said it could be just like, but there's different terutzim the place can bring about Nageya to Hilchos Eidos. Like, could they have to say the thing at once and then go back and say, okay, it's a little bit different, things are a little different. The question is Mamish Eidos, it's one of the terutzim, it's not Mamish Eidos. It's Kilo Eidos, so that could be also Nageya, whether you have to go ahead and find someone else. The Irish Tzibur Bracha Achas Vein Sheva, and the Shlich Tzibur says afterwards is Bracha Achas Vein Sheva. The Ein Yachid Omer Asa. If he's done with Yechidus, he does not say it. Right? Because the whole point, of this saying, this thing is that you said the Bate Knesios in the Sode outside the city, and it's dark, and to walk back by yourself. He has to walk back by himself, and that's dangerous in the dark because no one carries torches. So in order to go ahead and to give those people a chance to finish Shmona Esrei, so the Chaimur Masake Mei Sheva that you say of extra bracha is one of the people should finish. If he wants to say Yachal Omer Belo Psicha Belo Chasima, you don't say the Baruch Hashem that some can say. You say Maganavos, whatever is that you can say that on Biyachidus. Heinogin of Tzibur Lo Omer Yemeshliyach Tzibur and Maganavos. You say with the Shlech Tzibur, below Psicha B'chasima, that because you don't want to make the bracha. However, you could say Magen Avos with the Chazan, whatever. That's what the minig is. Eino Imrim Yontov Shchalios B'Shavis. Eino Maske Sheyontov B'Bracha Mein Shabbat. You don't mention Mein Shabbat B'Chos Kelayon Koyim. Because on Yom Tov you don't need this takana, because it's only for Shabbos. On Yom Tov you can carry a light, you can carry different things. There's no reason to be going to over there. Ein oyin bracha vein sheva with beis chasanim va'avelim. If they're some reason davening in beis chasanim, it used to be a avelim. The lekha taimer the ra'apin lavashin nizukin. You see this, I mean, the way it used to work, I never really understood this, but let's say, but if you go to like Moroccans or whatever, I've seen this, where they rent an ulama out for 7 days, sitting in Shiva, and like Beis HaAvel, and they sleep there, and and everyone just comes, whatever, like in a special Beis HaAvel house. Mm-hmm. So they would daven all tefillos, part of the Shabbos also, they didn't go to Shul, it's all Beis Chasanim, that they used to be, you see throughout the Gemara, whatever, that they used to also have some sort of tent or ulam or something where the chasam kala would stay all shavu brachos, for all shavu brachos they would stay there and then people would come and do shavu brachos over there instead of them traveling halfway around the world just to get shavu brachos, but they would stay in one place, people would come to them, and I guess and they would daven tefillos there, and so if they dive in there, then these things are not. They're in the city. They're not outside in the sada. And so then there was no gzeir on the shul. After Shabbos, after Yom Tov, Omim Bracha Be'ein Sheva. But Shabbos after Yom Tov, you do say Me'ein Sheva, even though it's after Yom Tov or whatever. But you still say Ein. You should be careful not to speak when the tzibur says, you should be careful not to speak. I don't know what exactly, was that you can speak. I guess because it's not.
I think it's extra careful.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, well, it brings
the. You're not supposed to talk there.
Right.
This is a time where you
should. Kubis is not tefillah, or else it could be it's not tefillah. It's just like extra add-ons that people finish my last day.
You figure it's cows.
So it's cows. You don't have to worry about it. That's what the Mishavur brings. He brings the Mekor that someone appeared to him in a dream and his face was green, and they said, why? Because I was speaking. A few different things. But so it's also very common. Im hisparo shel chov lo hiska shel Shabbos. If you talk about him like we had before, he didn't mention Shabbos. Oh, shel hisparo klal. Let's say he forgot. Shana, I forgot. Whatever reason he's not it. Shana mishlet tzibur bracha me'ein sheva. Let's say he came late to shul, right? He had some illness or whatever it was, and he ran into shul and they're up to main sheva. Does he have to go ahead and I don't see why he shouldn't say Shemon Esrei, but again you're yotze.
Maybe he doesn't know it.
Right. If he doesn't know it like any other shliach tzibur, if he doesn't know it, he could be yotze with like other chazaras hashavas. No, again, the Kaddish Beis HaKnesses, Reish Lam Tes. The minig was the Kiddush in Shul. The Ein Lam Kaddish Lita Miyein HaKiddush Ela Matima LaKotel. And you're not supposed to, the Kaddish shouldn't drink from the wine in Shul, but you should give it to a Kotel. The Ein Kiddush Ela Bachum Suda. There's no Kiddush Bachum Suda. He's not going to eat here. So therefore, you should give it to a kohen. I mean, kara lo liska el b'shul orchim. The achim b'shasim is the kaddishta. That the reason they did it was for people who are orchim to take to stay there and they in shul. They'll see when they chavasa. Ma'ashav avav the achim orchim be kaddishta lo bat lahatakon. Zel tam amekoyim eshenogu lekaddish beitaknesses. That's the reason why they do kaddish beitaknesses. Aval yoyse tov lahanik shelo lekaddish beitaknesses. They shouldn't make Kiddush in it's better not to do Kiddush in Shul. They don't do it. I remember having a question when I was in Yeshiva. So if I was, eating, like staying in the dorm and eating my room, could I be yotzei with the, if they make Kiddush in the Yeshiva, could I be yotzei with that? Whatever, because that, is that like the same thing? Listen, maybe I'll Kiddush. It was just something I was wondering. And then the minute was to stand when they said it. There is a discussion here about giving it to a katan, because if you're not allowed to eat Hakadosh Baruch Hu Suda, so then how can you give it to a katan to drink? Some say you give it to a katan, some fractions give it to a katan. It was Papa's to give a doesn't understand much about Shabbos, 6 year old, whatever it is. Yeah, like a real cotton. Some say, forget, that's worse. Because if you don't give a chiddush of kiddush, it's a bracha levatala. So.
Something on my own. It's so weird. He's just eating before kiddush. He's just eating before kiddush
on Kamsuda.
So what's the problem?
So we're going to get into that. And then actually, this guy, actually, the next sim in the Magen Avraham, is American kids eating before the Suda or not. But Akhopanim, the mechalik is that Enechad, they do bring, right? I'm going to run the next Simon talks about it. But the mechalik is that Enechadami, kids are allowed to eat before. It's not Safinale. Why? Because there's a chilik between giving a kid something which is Osir Batim, or giving a kid something which is Osir because of the Zman. And the Rebbe's Machalik, obviously you can't give a kid the treif. That's also, you can't have him do a malach on Shabbos, whatever. That's also. But if it's also to eat, if it's something which is also to eat because of the zman, then we're not makpid on the kotel. Right. But that's right. So the other issue is also, it says also lano, it's a kotel. It's because of the thing for life from Kippur, the place is running from, since it's also, you can't be ma'ana a kid on Shabbos. It's you should wait. Now, I don't. No, I don't know if the kid's out and saying, he's thirsty, he eat. I don't know, the kid's saying, yeah, I want a treat. I don't know if that's inui or not. I don't know, it's not called inui. No, don't eat a treat, wait for kiddush. Or you don't want him to eat a treat because you don't want him to go ahead and ruin his, he has to eat food. So I don't think that's being inui, it's just regular chinuch. But the point is that sometimes, especially if you do late Shabbos in the summer, things like that, the kids are starving, you didn't, whatever, you didn't make early Shabbat, whatever it is. So they want to eat something, they can eat in between. The other different question is about...
It seems like it's more of a stira and chinuch, because
Kiddush is from Makam Suda, so you're taking a child and you're basically teaching a small katan a long type of chinuch. Kiddush is supposed to be a moment. Oh, we're here. We're in the wedding. We're going to give you wine and shul.
Right, but they understand that. And shul
is the kiddush. He's before kiddush, so what's
there's idiom and then there's kiddush.
Yeah, but but if he's a gil chinuch, he can explain that since he's a katan, shul. But this is the minute of shul. Yeah. Okay. Now, the other thing is that one last thing. If they say there's a cotton, then he's allowed to drink. We should drink revis. To be yotze the shita of the Gaonim, the Kiddush Makom Suda, he yotze was just wine. However, we'll get to that soon, very soon about that, how that thing applies. Knowing in lower parent, Gaonim Radlikin. The minig is to say benem alikin. Svardim amim oisel kodem tfilas arvis. Svardim say it before ma'ariv. Who anachal? That's the right thing to do, as we do as well. Well, except I mean, okay, I don't know. Chesid sheminig is not to say it, or I can say it. And if you go to chesid sheminig, if you ask us, we should say it after. It could be taka. You should say it after, since that's the minig. They changed it, whatever the cheshbon is, but
they don't say it at all.
But if you're davening in a chesidish minig and you're asking,
right to say it, you say it when you should
have gotten it. Or if you can't finish it, you can say it after as well. Once you got it, then you can say it after Shmona Esrei, after tefillah. Yesh einonim also be yontov shechal yosfer Shabbos. Some don't say it, and yontov going to Shabbos Rabbi Shavuos is here. Yesh einonim also be Shabbos. Chanukah, we don't say because it's confused with you might not understand because Chanukah you're allowed to use psulim and you might come to misunderstand things. We do say it on Shabbos. Shachol Moed ain't onim also. We don't say it. Chemiyotam Shachol Yos for Shabbos ain't onim also. Now Huadin Kabbalah Shabbos. We just say it's Moshir when we go straight into Shabbos and Yom Tov or Yom Tov Chal and Shabbos. Chol Moed is also Chol Moed as well. I do my minik sfar. The Chassidim do say Lechadodi. I think it's not Lechadodi.
You do a small portion.
Portion. I do part of Lechadodi as well. But Al Kapanim, the acre thing is just the Makabel. Makabel Shabbos. You don't need to say all the different things. Fine. Let's start Hilchos Kiddush. Gine Kiddush. I make Shabbos the base of Yomar. Lechol miyad. You have to eat right away. Now there's a whole discussion. Shimon does not, first of all, is allowed to wait. For whatever reason he has to wait. He's allowed to wait till later. It's better to do it, but Akhoponim, because it's Zachar and you should be Kaddish. But if there's a number, why is not feeling well? I don't know, whatever.
Meaning if you have a good reason to postpone for whatever it is, it's not like you're being over a lot. But really, the ikar of the halacha is you come home and you immediately start your meal.
Right. Now, the other thing is, with what interesting Magen Avraham,
should you immediately start your meal, or you should immediately make Kiddush and then Kiddush on the Makom Suda?
Okay, so really it's making Kiddush.
Right, making Kiddush, yeah. Making Kiddush and the Suda, but Makom Suda, I don't know, should you make Kiddush and have his own? I don't know, it's not the minute, you should have your Suda.
Right, the day of the halacha is you're supposed to make Kiddush, right?
Right,
right. So, well, it depends, because really, if you're talking about the Kiddush in the Shul, then, I mean, it depends. Are you yotzing yourself to the Kiddush?
No, it's not in the shul, it's happening at home. You're not yotzing with the Kiddush in the shul.
This is at home.
Yeah, this is at home. You should walk in. Let's just see 1 second. Yeah, there was interesting moment around the Shemur does not bring down, who brings some Sfarim or whatever, who says that people are admitting to not make Kiddush within the first hour after Shia. Not make Kiddush. Because right before, and they make Kiddush right before Shkia, because the mazal switch from the mazal tzedek, and then the mazal ma'adim is the mazal, right, mazal of the first, and the son of men, it's sholeh, whatever, that he brings down in the first hour, then it changes. Now, the Rosh Hashulchan says, Chalila, he says, we're not, we're not talking about mazalos. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? We're trying to show that the mazalos have no shlita on us. So Fakir, you dafka should do it on Shabbos. He says that by the goyim there are those who are into astrology and stuff. They sit on Shabbos in the dark because it's a bad day for them. It's bad mazel for them. And Fakir, well, Yidin, it's Shabbos for us, and dafka should make it to show that mazalos have no shlita.
The minutes brought down in the Mefarish Gemara. It's in Feresh Gemara that not to make Kiddush during this month. Today, the only people that I'm aware of that are annoyed not to make Kiddush during the Muslim Eidim, and also it's 6 to 7 o'clock, yeah. Tassu, it's the 6 hours of the day, is Labadish, Chabad. And interestingly enough, Shulchan Charav writes very strong. I know this minute, we have this minute, go home and make Kiddush right away, don't wait.
Right. So like that, right,
it
there.
Seems like almost every single Achron and Rishon hold you're supposed to make Kiddush.
Right? Supposed to make Kiddush, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's right. So that's yeah, right. So that's that. Noshim chayavos be Kiddush al vishu mitzvahs aseishas van grama. Vishu the iskish zocher l'shan. Now. Noshim are chayim in Kiddush because of chayim in Shom, or if it's chayim in Zohar, and Kiddush is a key of Zohar. The Hani Noshim hold the Istu v'Shmira since they are and Shmira is the Zechira. A Motzias es haNoshim, and a woman can make Kiddush for a man. Hold the Chayavos bin Atarer Kamoisa. Now there's a whole discussion about the Kiddush itself. It's all famous statement. Kiddush itself is only Rabbana. Zechira is Zeraisa. Now, the husband is Chayim Kiddush. He's Chayim Kiddush. With Zeraisa, how is she Yotzi him? And there's a whole discussion. If he was Yotzi in Shul of Zechira by being Maskir Shabbos by Yechulu, so when he comes home, there's a discussion of how could Yotzi his wife. That's why some people walk in and say, Good Shabbos. She asks Good Shabbos, and her chiyuv goes down to the Rabbanan. It's a Magen Avraham brings this whole diyun. Al Kopanim, women can be motzi if they're in the same, if definitely can be motzi, because there's the deraisa here, can be motzi her husband or anyone else, with Kiddush.
It should be mostly on Shabbos day, too.
I don't know. It's a good question, because Shabbos day is not really...
I believe the answer is yes. If we're dealing with this... So in all of these situations, we have to deal with the situation of a husband for whatever reason is incapacitated, you can't speak, you can't talk, and so on and so forth, so you might see. But it would be the same by Shabbos day as well, with the same type of mechanism.
Well, okay, listen. Shabbos day, the Kiddush is saying about.
Right.
So it's
much more common.
Yeah, it's much easier. Yeah, but Chorish could be motzi him. Whether chachila she should, I don't know if she's a tach chachila should or not should. I mean, the minig is the husband does it, but.
I think it falls into the same category. That really, in there are many times where a woman could be motzi a man or
motzi. Right, it's just not. It's not done. It's
right.
Not done.
No, there's a word for it. The Shulchan uses a word for it. It's not. It's not like the coveting. It's not.
Possibly Mahara.
It's the husband's job. This is just
right.
Taking away his job.
Right. If he doesn't have money to buy yayin for Kiddush, or hachin tzarki suda, the chod alayla, or to prepare eat or food, the chod ayom. The Kiddush Hayom. He had another certain amount of money. Mutav Shiik, the Yayim, the Kiddush Halayla. First priority is Yayim for Kiddush Halayla. Yashi Yachin, Tarpe Asuda. They say, however, pass, it's a difference between Yayim and pass.
First candles, then pass.
Then pass. Because pass, you can make Kiddush on pass if you don't have Yayim. And you need to eat. So I'd say showing the pass of deraisa, as well as oinig, the Ram says it is, it's not the rash, it's not the deraisa.
Wine, meat?
Yeah. something like that. Yeah. Or ma shehikne yayin letzorach hayom. Or else it's better to keep yayin kiddush for laila, even that, even over yayin kiddush hayom. Even though we do say, you know, we call it the kiddush rabba, and it's technically the time we're mashiv it more, but it's still a lesser madriga. And then what yom kodesh for laila, like we said, I didn't daven b'shar tzvachei suda. That's only if he has a choice of where should he have the bigger meal? He's supposed to have the bigger meal by Shabbos day, technically. And the Shmur brings that the Marshal says that people aren't knowing like that, and they have extra food at night. However, there's. You have to go ahead and magal the chavar ayol. A person just has a sandwich during the day, he's not the kindness. He's like, you know what, I'm tired, I'll have some, I'll just take some of the leftover chicken from the night before, make a sandwich, he'll see that I go to sleep. He's not the kindness. Because he's not the chavar ayol, because chavar ayol is kodim the chavar layla. You are allowed to have a big suda, whatever, but you should have a proper suda during the day, not just, you know, whatever, you're exhausted, you want to sleep the rest of the day, so, you know, you have some deli, and you have to have try to have a chashuv meal. Alright, so we're going to have one reveal of wine, that's only for the suda, but for wine, for kiddush, it's more chashuv at night than it is during the day. Also, litaim klum kolim chi kaddish. It's also to eat anything before you eat the kiddish. I feel like even to drink water, it's also you can, it's like a fast. It's one highest, you can rinse your mouth out. That's why that's what they bring back time. They can't eat before kiddush. And also, it's brought down as well earlier that the person does make early Shabbos. There's a discussion about, well, what about Piyushma? You can't eat. It's a half hour before you say it's like Piyushma. So, Taka, they say that you make early Shabbos, you should really make it, you really have to make it, at least, you know, early enough. Let's say, before Shkia upon it, you hold Seis in 30 minutes, whatever, at least you have to start it before Shkia. Yesh Lodon, if you have a minion, if you didn't have it and you have a minion kavua, can you do a shomer like any other business creation? Could be that would work. I don't know. If you're stuck for whatever reason, I didn't see anyone talk about it, but I'm not sure. But that's what they do bring down. They have to be nizer in that thing. Anyway, also they didn't call him Shri Kadesh. He started before, he had to stop eating, he had a suda, he had to stop eating, it's your first mapu makadish. Right? If he was eating before and he didn't realize that whatever it was, or, you know, something happens with the purim suda, everyone talks about it's your first mapu makadish, and, you know, and just if it's Erev Shabbos and just go straight, then you have to stop eating, cover the food, and make kiddush. If they already drink wine, you don't say kiddush. You don't say below because of yayin. You're in the middle of drinking a coffin. Afakach levar birchas avaytzi. And then you have to make birchas avaytzi. We mainly yayin or kaddish on the pass.
So if you're in the middle of a suda, let's say a firm suda, and you do have to make kiddush, you just say the bracha of kiddush, that means you're not holding a cup of wine?
And you're supposed to go ahead and just cover the bread. Then you don't say hamoitzi because you did the kiddush is a hefsek. But if you don't, not making kiddush on yain, so then, and you aren't even eating bread, so you don't make And some say, what do you mean? Why would you, kiddush is not a hefsek, why would you go ahead and say if they make a motzi, kiddush is not a hefsek and you shouldn't make a motzi either, since you already were eating bread.
So it's the same meal.
Yeah.
It's still the same meal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still the same meal. It's just